Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast is coming to you live from central London this morning, where we are bringing you all the up-to-the-minute UK general election results. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Lord Ming Campbell, former Liberal Democrat leader and MP for North East Fife. Good morning to you, Lord Campbell. A great night for the Lib Dems. Looks like you're on 70 seats currently and counting.
Yes, the best result since 1923. Because if you're a historian of the Liberal Party, there was a continuing row between Asquith and Lloyd George, and that's what did for the party. And in the post-Second World War election, the Liberals were pretty well expunged entirely. So this is a real achievement. A lot of hard work went into it, and we were fortunate to this extent that the people in Britain were fed up with the Conservatives and the people in Scotland were fed up with the SNP, and we were able to take full advantage of that.
And is it that you won big in this election, or is it that they lost big, would you say? Is that a fair question?
Well, I think sometimes it's 50-50, isn't it? I mean, we ran a very, very good campaign so far as Westminster was concerned and getting rid of the Conservatives. And equally, we did the same in Scotland, undermining the Scottish National Party. And if you compare their problems over the last 12 months or so, they're very, very close indeed. The most remarkable thing, just as I came on air, is that the former Prime Minister, Liz Truss, you know, the one who trashed the British economy, has lost a seat. I don't think it's over 100 years since that happened. I mean,
over 90 years since it's happened.
It's going to take a while before the collapse.
If we are talking about interesting points, the Liberal Democrats have taken three former Tory Prime Minister's seats. They took Theresa May's seat, they've taken Boris Johnson's seat, they took David Cameron's seats in Maidenhead, Henley and Witney previously. So you and Tory Prime Ministers are in a kind of locked in a battle of will. Ed Davies, the campaign he ran, it was quite an interesting one. He ran quite a light-hearted campaign. Did that land well, do you think, with voters?
Well, what was interesting was that the first week or so, that there was quite a lot of sort of criticism. And then in about 10 days in of the campaign, I suddenly found in the Guardian newspaper an editorial saying, well, he does all these things, but look, they draw attention to these things. I mean, on one occasion, he deliberately fell into a lake in the Lake District, just to show how unpleasant it was by reason of what gets poured into it without any proper regulation now.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Lord Ming Campbell, their former Liberal Democrat leader.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.